my pretty players. This is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Trumpf, and this is the episode for April 28th, 2023. I'm trying to find my way back into some sort of a steady rhythm with the podcast, but yeah, no promises. Maybe I'll scale back and focus more on interviews. Maybe I go back to weekly episodes that are shorter. I haven't made up my mind yet about this, and we'll just go with my guts, but you will see what happens. Good news! Steph has agreed to be my interview guest, so yeah, just send me things and questions that you would like me to ask him. Okay, so we are in season 57. This I know for sure. How far into season 57 we are, I cannot say, but here we go. Our A division this season is a flex division! We have Fika, Triple Range Merge, Hagha 3, JNails, Mixinok, VR Smith, and Yurika Momo. As of now, second time A player Fika is at the top of the division after 3 matches. 3 more to go for them, and I think when this episode drops, they are playing Hagha 3? We'll have to find out in the preview. In B tier, Negative is in the lead of B1 with 67% in 4 matches. Tracer is in number 1 of B2 with 72% in 3 matches. Burning Skull is in first position of C1. Brian and Dr. Steelhammer are in shared number 1 of C2 with the exact same results and 2 matches against the exact same opponents. Shout out, by the way, to Lemonspun, who has already finished his season. Earl and Single T are in shared first position of C3, and BobbyDJ18 is at the top of C4.
You're over-terminaled, BobbyDJ. Look at how over-terminaled you are.
Over in D tier, Derpa is currently in first position of D1 with 72% in 3. Zimobi, who is not zombie, autocorrect, is at the top of D2. Gamesu is in the lead of D3. Kubu is in the lead of D4. Chappie82 is in first position of E1. Pultje is at the top of E2 with 72% in 3. Esken is at the top of E3 with 75% in 4. Clamchowder is a number 1 of E4. Catstealer 419 is in first position of E5 with 72% in 3. Zappy Tops is in the lead of E6. Sporting Elijah is in first position of E7 with a very impressive 83% in 4. And Alivia 1152 is in the lead of E8. Shout out to you, my friend. Now I know it's been a minute, but shout out to our season 56 tier champs! Sam E won the C championship, Visionar won the D championship, Kuni 86 won the F championship, and MikeSim26 won the G championship! Well done, everyone! And now I have some results comments for you, some of them from season 56. D6, I think. Here we go. Infinite Abyss played 0-2 against Rocketman for H5 and said, "Hits the provinces early and hard. Fun games." Then, unfortunately, I deleted the first comment, but it was Jimbuck who played 1-2 or 2-1 against Chocopie for H7 and commented, "We're gonna play the rest of the games tomorrow." And just a couple hours later, there was a result, Jimbuck 0-3 against Chocopie, and the comment was, "Tomorrow came early." So that was fun. Then Dornado played 1-0 against Torynx for F5, and Dornado said, "Since I win one game in each session, I'm going to be scheduling the rest of my matches in one game increments." Way to go, Dornado. Then Special T played 1-2 against Mengsky for G9, and Special T said, fun three games, despite the first long slog and the last with the ruins. And then this stick your tongue out emoji. Which, yeah, fun three games, I would say, despite the first and the last one. Then, this does not technically belong here, but I'm going to share it anyway. So someone tweeted, therapy is like someone gently walking through your brain and looking around like, this how you live in? And then someone replied, therapist, literally, why do you keep these? They're terrible. And me, they were a gift from my parents. You can't just throw out gifts. Oh my god, rude. Amazing. And then another Twitter thing. Okay, someone says, Satanists don't believe in a literal Satan. And then someone replies, then what do you call people who believe in a literal Satan? And the Church of Satan answers, Christians. Amazing. All right, then, so I think we are in the new season now, in the current season, where, this is not a result comment, but a comment, a descriptor for an upcoming match, where Zerix played Swordfish Trombone. And the descriptor is, ooh, a manual calendar entry, so fancy. And then BCAT 1977 played 2-4 against Prairie Patch for G11. And BCAT says, good games, I need a nap now. Which is usually how I feel after playing matches. Then JRH 150482 played 4-2 against Splattered Bits for G7. And JRH comments, remember kiddos, don't play Governor for the cards unless you can win on that turn or you have Hand Disruption as your payload. And then Rushing On played 2-0 against Rock Thrower for I-6. And Rushing On says, GG, hope the knights don't come next time. And like the smiling, crying emoji. Which, aww, I'm sorry. Then Jorike played 4-2 against Dorse. Dorce in F5. And Jorike says, please, Donald X, no more attack cards. Just so cute. All right, and this was, I think, from yesterday in the Dominion channel, where Alibi had shared a picture of his Dominion collection, and there was this on the wall, this map kind of for collecting beer caps, and a whole discussion evolved from this that was very delightful, where at some point people were talking about the states they play Dominion in. And Pokemon Fan 1937 said, usually I play Dominion in the solid state, but that's just me. And then Maho Wrath replied, I generally play in Envy and Delusion and tend to quit when I'm twice miserable. Which was such a great reply, and I'm there with you. I'm there with you. Okay, where were we? Other tournaments, so size games, I think, are about to start up again soon. Meanwhile, the annual size champs tournament has begun and already, well, okay, so the small games edition has already been played. Past small games winners were invited to compete for the title. And after three rounds, Namek took it away in the final match against Malta. Congratulations to our size champ, Small Games Champion! And yeah, sign up for size games. Sign ups close sometime today. So chop chop. And then Hinterlands 2 Emix opened signups, and I, for one, appreciate the trail of everyone. Trail is love, trail is life. Sign up for Hinterlands 2 Emix! Do it! Do it! Do it now! German League is still running, and I guess technically tomorrow's going to be another tournament, But as of now, the top five is RTT in 5, 2 Duffman in 4, Negative in 3, Snickers 97 in 2, and you Exodus at the top. For my personal week in games, I'm still on a break from League. If I want to stay in E, I have to return to League next season. And I don't really know if I want to do that. I don't really know what I'm going to do. We'll see. I signed up for big games, which fills me with existential dread. But yeah, why not? Why not? And with this, we have reached the preview segment. So, later today, like I said, at 17 UTC, Fika will play Haka 3 for League A. And then at 23 UTC, Bitter Worm Coil will play Shower for League C. Tomorrow, that is Saturday, Kubu will play Taipa Europea for League D at 9 UTC. Derpa will play Beachcomber, also for League D, at 12 UTC. Yurika Mome plays Triple Range Merge for League A at 13 UTC, also at 13 UTC. Silly Potter will play Minion Pawn for League B, and Tufte will play Will Wong for League D. And then at 15 UTC, Bambugler plays Jean-Michel for League D. And at 18 UTC, Tracer plays Furkel for League B. We continue with League B on Sunday, where Sammy plays Kazumaru OA28 at 5 UTC. Then at 8 UTC, Apostolos Ruler plays Cyrusk for League C. Yurika Mome plays Haka 3 for League A at 11 UTC. Tufte plays Talpa Europea at 12 UTC for League D. Af plays Earl for League C at 14 UTC. At 15 UTC, Lucas567 plays Bambuga for League D. At 18 UTC, Single T plays Af for League C. At 20 UTC, Shara will play Josiris for League C. And at the same time, ZW Lemon plays Z-Mobi for League D. So busy this weekend! And then on Monday, Tufte plays Zapato for League D at 16 UTC. Tuesday, Rust2 plays Af for League C at 1 UTC. Shad plays Af at 23 UTC on Wednesday. And Sounder plays BobbyDJ18 on Thursday at 1:30 UTC. Next Sunday, so May 6th, Tufte plays AJL828. At 18 UTC for League D, and that's enough. And with this, we have reached Spec Chat, where I'll share thoughts on any given piece of media I've consumed over the week that is strictly non-Dominion related. Now, this is not entirely unrelated to the greater Dominion world, and also, this was 5 or 6 weeks ago, but still, I want to shout out Truffles and Not Too Bad, who hung out with me and my boyfriend last month in New York, and we had such a great time. Not Too Bad had organized a spot at a lovely cozy board game cafe. We played 4 games. I introduced everyone to Cat Lady, which is super cute, and then we also played Magic Maze, which is a pretty cool cooperative game, I gotta say, and King Domino and Azul. And I have, like, I kind of knew about Azul, but I hadn't played it before. And yeah, I really, really liked it. The boyfriend and I have played it a couple times since on Board Game Arena, but I really enjoyed the tactility of the game a lot. All those beautiful tiles. It's such a pleasing game. And as it turns out, my mom's partner, at some point or other, we couldn't really remember, had given me the game, I think, for some birthday or Christmas a couple years back. But it has stayed at my mom's place ever since, and so I kind of forgot about it. And she is pretty certain that it wasn't a gift to her. So, yeah, apparently I had this game lying around at my mom's place for a couple of years. But, yeah, had to go to New York to meet the lovely Truffles and not too bad to finally play it. And now I've got a little snippet from my conversation with Donald X for the advent calendar for you that did not make it into the doors. This is during our conversation about Marquis or Marquis. With these types of cards, I always wonder, when you design them, do you have in mind things like chameleon or something? Is that because that's such a fun interaction?
Usually not. I mean, if something is really extreme, then you have to worry about some of that stuff a little.
Yeah.
But in general, like once it's a combo, we're less worried. And if the combo is more than two cards, I'm not remotely worried. Like you can just have a game that's messed up in some entertaining way.
Yeah.
But two cards within the same set is always a worry. Because it will, because you expect some people will play, they'll buy the expansion. Let's just put out 10 cards from allies.
Yeah.
And so that has to work.
Yeah.
And especially then someone may just have Dominion and allies. Like they bought it first. That's all they've got. So half the cards they're playing with are from allies. So that really has to work well.
Mm-hmm.
And so if there's some problematic two card combo, then for sure I try to fix it. And this goes both for things that are problem in terms of power level or in terms of confusion. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I quite possibly would have fixed Priest Sewers if it had come up for us. But though I passed on it when I was just errating cards online, we'll see when Renaissance actually gets reprinted. But yeah, when it's two cards between expansions, it comes up a lot less.
Yeah.
And I do worry about some of those interactions, like, oh, this will go infinite with Fortress is one of the things that will come up.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the way a chameleon combo, it may have been brought up, I don't remember, but it's certainly not something bothering me about this. Like, that's just a game you get to play when that combo happens.
Yeah. It's definitely, like, for me also not... Like, I wouldn't say it's a problem or something. It's just, like, one of the really fun moments of this game overall, where just this element of you have these infinite combinations and sometimes you roll a board and it just, like, I don't know, you get, like, a completely new feel.
Yeah.
And a completely new experience, and it's so unique, and it's wonderful.
Yeah. That's, you know, a goal of the game from the start. To do that.
Yeah, I would say you have succeeded.
Right.
Yay. All right, I think that was...
So that was 12 cards.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a lot of fun with this. I think it's gonna be so great. Thank you for taking the time. and sharing all this. That's very generous of you.
Thanks for thanking me. You're welcome. Yeah, it's a thing. There are situations. There's a story I always tell. People will say, like, thank you for making Dominion.
Yeah.
And at first I would say, oh, you know, it was no problem. I was free that weekend. I've certainly had enough experiences, like the people complaining about Goko that were bad,
mm-hmm.
that I've learned to instead say, you're welcome. It has been so hugely positive for me, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I wake up whenever I wake up, and I enjoy the work on the game, and you know, I wanted to be more of a game designer, not just to put years and years into Dominion. You know, I'm in a period right now where I'm working on some other games and, you know, putting off going back to Dominion as long as I can, as usual. But yeah, it's really been great for me. And I mean, it's, you know, it's for the most part, it's great interacting with fans. So yeah.
And that's it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at Strumpf. Send me questions you want me to ask Steph. And I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!